The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is taint?
Mark Blunholm a little later on.
Craig, I saw some more Jeopardy news.
Oh, great.
In USA Today. So I got to catch up.
You got to catch up.
But it didn't seem like it was that big a deal.
Well, it never really is.
Somebody just got a wrong answer.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's Jeopardy. None of it's a big deal.
And then people pile on you because you get a wrong answer, even though those people probably couldn't answer the rest of the questions on the board.
Right.
Oh, it was, they showed a picture of Janet Jackson.
Yep.
And some dude.
Which boob popped out?
Some dude guessed it was Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
What is a titmouse?
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, everybody on the interwebs piled on him.
Well, they should. They also probably don't remember.
No, you shouldn't pile on somebody like that unless you can answer all the other questions that he answered.
No, that's pretty easy.
Just because he's pop culture dumb.
Yeah, but that's really dumb. Yeah. Janet Jackson and Ariana Grande don't look anything alike at all.
Did you see the pictures that they put up?
I don't watch
it. I did not.
Oh, with their hair both pulled back or something like that?
I will.
That might have been it.
I'll get around to it this weekend.
Yeah, look at the pictures they put up.
I turned the TV on last night for that Jimmy Kimmel thing was on, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And by the way, they're filming that now, aren't they? Because there was no crowd.
No, they filmed it all ahead of time.
I know, but there's no crowd.
Yeah, I know. They did it that way specifically.
Oh, they did. Got it.
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay. I didn't know. It's the same soundstage where you'd see people there.
When Pete Buttigieg hosted his show, that's why he was gone, because he went off to film all those.
Got it. All right. So I forgot why that. Remember when it was out as a real daytime, nighttime show with the. It was all the talk with Regis. But I forgot, I'll leave it on. And I forgot what sucks about that is the first five or six questions are purposely the easiest things ever. So it was boring. I mean, literally, it was a comedian we'd know. You'd recognize a guy. No, it was an actor you'd recognize, a comedic actor. And the first question was like, oh, I forgot. That's how this show goes. We spend a half hour with really easy questions, and it's boring.
About the seventh or eighth question actually gets to be, you actually have to think about
it. Right. And remember that? Remember the tick, tick, tick? Hang on, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do that show like this, you know?
Yeah, they do.
That's why I like Jeopardy.
I literally just left right away.
Yeah. I like the pace of the questions on Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's like
Millionaire is too slow, and if you remember Fifth Grader, hell, they maybe got seven questions in the whole half hour.
Right.
It was wait, I think I got an answer. Okay, let's go to commercials.
Then you want to slap a kid.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well,
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was really slow, and now back in primetime, it's just as slow.
I'm still
no crowd.
With Jeopardy, you get 61 questions in 20 minutes if you fast forward past the get to know you part.
Because
I've never liked that part of the show.
They tell the celebrities to draw it out.
Oh, of course they do.
Oh, absolutely.
I think, but I don't know. You know the answer.
Yeah, right.
You're not an idiot.
No,
they even tell the contestants on Millionaire to play it up. Let me rub my beard. What should I do?
The question
should
was,
I phone a friend?
The
should
question
I blah,
was,
blah, 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 blah. Well, let me think. They specifically instruct them to drag it out.
One of them was, the very first question was, if you can't dance, they usually say you have what? Bang. What are these answers? We talked about Todd dancing yesterday. Two left feet. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was like the second answer. The other ones were like, he's got the two balls. He's got one penis. I mean, everything was like so ridiculous.
Four camel toes.
Right. Right. He's got a club ass or something like that. I don't know what that means. But basically, it was like, okay, that's it. Move on. Next question. I mean, I'm thinking, I'm gone. And I watched Florida State beat the Huskers.
It is frustrating.
That's why I can't watch it. I flash back to when that show was brand new. Now, granted, it's been in daytime for years now. When it was brand new, we watched it, but we used to get frustrated then watching it. So, whatever.
Yeah, I hung with the first episode because they premiered that right after the Modern Family finale.
Okay, and it was Stone Street, right?
And Eric
right?
Stone Street was the first one, and I hung with it. But it was just, it is. It's so slow.
Yeah, right. And we're not about being slow. Mentally, maybe, but the show keeps moving here.
Well, it takes a pause every once in a while. Like maybe now.
What's new, Craig?
So they showed a video, not pictures.
Video performance.
Okay. Yeah. You write a nerd might not know.
Of her performing at the VMAs.
Okay.
No, the nerds tend to be, pop culture tends to be their Achilles heel.
Yeah, it does. And it's kind of just really...
Right, but the really good ones.
Yeah.
No pop culture, no sports, and academic stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And as per usual in that, in the clue that they gave on Jeopardy, there's, in each clue, there's actually, two or three clues.
Right? Yeah.
And one of the clues said control.
Gotcha. Oh.
And the witch is a Janet Jackson.
Right. Wow. They throw in a couple of hints when they write their clues. They're clever like that.
Was it Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan. It should have been. Chaka
Khan. That would have been a good guess.
They kept going back to Chaka Khan.
I just like hearing that.
So do I.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave it in there all the time. I'm going to use it just for different things now, just like to tag something.
I do. I just like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The marriage rate fell 6% in 2018, according to a report from the National Center for Health Stats.
Yeah, people aren't getting married as much,
no,
I guess.
No, they're waiting longer to get married.
Right? Well, they definitely should wait.
This is the lowest on record since the feds began keeping the data in 18 and 67, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I think the divorce rate has actually gone down the last couple of years.
Because nobody's getting married, you mean?
Right.
I saw a big...
They're waiting until later.
The local rag, I just glanced over, and for some reason I took notice of it, and a marriage license people filed for. Are people bored at home now that they're just saying, let's get married? Because, that happened a lot during 9/11. People started remembering how important life was.
Right.
And I remember.
And how important it is to be with somebody.
I guarantee.
Don't want to die alone.
I guarantee that's what's happening. Because there was a ton of marriage license. I'm thinking, that's it. Everybody's bummed out. Like, when we get out of this, I want to live a life,
Yeah.
And then I'll get out and go,
and I wanted to be with you.
Right. I forgot. Pandemic's over. I can leave the house.
You're a
big uptick in, probably because
a lot of F-star you could use.
Before the coronavirus, there probably weren't a lot of Zoom weddings,
but
apparently
right.
that's the thing now is the Zoom wedding.
I would put that off.
I attended one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but they'd already,
in quotations.
It was already planned for, they were planning to get married anyway.
Yeah. There was a last minute Zoom.
Right.
Well, it might make it easier to do one of those Sun Young Moon things and marry everybody.
Mass marriage.
Yeah. Mass marriage. That'd be easier.
Did you catch Brockmire on Wednesday night?
Damn it.
No, I haven't watched the new one from this week.
Okay, well, then I won't spoil it for you. But there may be some marriage involved. There, I spoiled it for you.
Aw.
I think there's only
one more episode.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
Done forever.
So they say that this marriage rate falling is partially due to economic insecurity.
No, I thought it was a situation like, Tyler's probably not going to get divorced because we've reached a certain age now where you can just say, well, we'll put it up with each other for the rest of our miserable lives.
There you go.
We've been together this long.
Mm-hmm.
Now we hate each other, but it's not worth getting divorced.
Well, I didn't get married young.
If I'd
have married my college sweetheart, we'd have been divorced in a couple of years. Easily. No way. There's no way. Or I'd be, doing something I don't want to do and it would suck.
No, you would have gone down the same path as I did.
Oh, easily.
You got married the same time that I did.
Oh, I'd have been swinging. No.
They say it's partially due to economic insecurity and just societal norms that are changing.
Right, they are.
Yeah.
As well as declining religious observation and growing acceptance of cohabitation.
Good.
According to the report.
Liberals always win. Takes forever, though.
Over 17% of women and almost 16% of men between the ages of 18 and 44 are cohabitating.
Go back a little bit there to the beginning of that sentence.
According to the report?
Yeah.
That's a sentence.
No, the religious part.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's huge.
As well as declining religious observation and growing acceptance.
Yeah. There's my glimmer of hope.
Yes, it is.
That's my glimmer of hope for the world.
Yeah, it is.
That religion is declining.
Unfortunately, we won't be there around to see the end of that. But
we'll never see the demise.
No, not the demise at all.
Yeah, that would be great.
No,
at least the decline of its influence.
Yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
No. Yeah.
Craig, come on.
No.
We were already doing it. You have to pile on.
That was inappropriate right there, Craig.
It was. We were already piling. You piled on.
Really uncalled for, dude.
Piled
not
on.
Necessary at all.
Piled on. Piled on. I can't be. That,
you went.
Sometimes
too far.
It's appropriate, but
you went
is
too
it?
Far.
Yeah. Is it now?
Have you purposely been avoiding the...
Yes.
Because I finally saw it in some, not quacky publications, in some legitimate news magazines about how scientists are kind of baffled that there's a low rate of hospitalizations from the virus in smokers. High percentage of people who have the virus are not smokers. They thought there would be a bigger percentage of smokers among the people who got sick.
Well, I've got a story in here about people who vape. I have a real problem.
Really?
Yeah, I've got
the lung problems
story.
Is one of the huge deals there is. And most people have lung problems because of smoking. So,
that's a pre-existing
condition.
Should I stop vaping?
Yeah, for sure.
Doctors are warning that vaping can make coronavirus symptoms worse. They say that e-cigarettes damage the lungs, making them more vulnerable to the effects of respiratory disease.
Oh, this is e-weed.
I think
any
the difference?
E is the part that's the problem.
it's still smoking your lungs vape-wise.
People smoke more of the e-cigarettes. They smoke that all day.
True.
True.
And I'll have 3 or 4 pulls off of my e-weed an evening.
I'll give you something to pull in a second.
He says the vaping can increase the spread of the virus since e-cigarettes irritate the lungs. People who vape are coughing more often, which could easily spread the virus.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I think I take in so much that it really doesn't influence me. And then last night,
You couldn't feel your left arm like Nick?
I got the vodka out. I got the mug out.
And rock and roll, man.
We were out of ice.
Oh.
So I'm going to go down to the garage into the freezer and pull out a bag of ice there.
All right, that's about the bullet hole.
I got into the garage and I said, "Why am I here?" And it was like 6 seconds later.
That's not uncommon.
I know, it's great.
You mean for high, everyone.
Yeah. High or not. High or not. Right, yeah.
High or not.
Well, high makes it worse, but yeah.
High or not.
Oh, it was absolutely because I was high.
Of course, but high or not.
Because
why in the garage? At least you remembered and got the ice, didn't you?
I'm in the middle of making a drink, and I'm going to get ice.
Do you have a glass in your hand?
There shouldn't be something. No, I didn't have a glass in my hand. You should be able to concentrate for 6 or 8 seconds.
Hi, I'm Todd.
You should be
able to. Before you lose focus.
We think that, but Craig's right. We all walk in other rooms and go.
And that's the thing. We've done this before.
Right, yeah.
The studies show that that there is something about walking through a doorway that makes us forget.
It's like
we're walking into a different mental room as well.
Well, that's a good excuse.
Walking through a time portal.
Plus the weed.
Well, that any number that so often.
Yes.
You just walk into a different room and forget what you're going in there
for. Yeah, you're right. Just because of the change of scenery, your mindset seems to change.
And they say that there's something about walking through a doorway that, it does something to your brain as well, and you just kind of forget sometimes.
Plus, you had some really good weed, right? You walked through a doorway and your soul is what you did right there.
Yeah, well, all that cannabis oil is over 90% THC.
All right. Good thing it's legal now.
Unlike the... what's that called? Federally legal cannabis?
Well, that's hemp.
That
CBD.
Everybody's been getting in the mail.
CBD. Yeah.
0.3% THC. It's hemp.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even say how much CBD there is in there. Because you can cultivate plants differently to make them CBD heavy, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Americans in general give their governors approval ratings in the 70s.
But there's more weed or more THC in my carpet than there is in federally legal cannabis.
Of course there is.
So I think I'm going to start selling my carpet.
It's good for the dogs, man. It's good
roll
for
it
the
up.
Dogs. Yeah. Yeah, I saw this.
Americans in general give their governors approval ratings in the 70s as to how the governors are handling the global pandemic.
Yeah, well, we don't.
No, we don't, but it's 50-0 that they're handling it better than the president. Every state thinks their governor is doing a better job than the president.
Well, because they probably are.
Well, they are. Of course they are. Of course they are.
Yeah, all the governors got ratings in the 70s. The president got 44.
Yeah.
And that's people that watch him shoot somebody.
I pity
Fifth Avenue.
Jackass who people think is doing a worse job than the president.
Oh, I heard how great it was. Researchers, oh,
you,
I did.
The thing I sent you, mean?
No, okay. No, someone else.
Where are you hearing this?
A guy that you're familiar with.
Oh, God.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Any facts?
No.
Of course.
Yes. Okay. Do you consider something a fact if you state it as such, but it's wrong?
No.
Okay.
I'm glad that question was easy. I really was expecting it to be a tough question.
That's more them convincing themselves.
I really was expecting a tougher question, but I got that right away.
Yeah. So if you say, you can say, well, there's 10 of these.
Right.
But then if I tell you that there's 40 of them.
Right. There's not.
Right.
Right. How do you handle that, man?
You can't because
say
what
that's
you're,
not yeah. true, yeah. and yeah. they say that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh. So what you're dealing with there is either a current or future sociopath. Because if they can lie to themselves, if they get to the point where they're believing their own BS, then you're a pathological
liar.
They're
believing somebody's BS.
Yeah. Well, then you're a sociopath. Pure and simple.
Now, they do say that researchers found most Americans...
I've been hearing the word sociopath a lot more now.
It is.
And I see it on Facebook. You're a sociopath.
It is the textbook definition.
I'm unfriending you.
They say that most Americans support guidelines meant to limit the spread
of the
virus.
Republicans and Democrats, by far, together, support guidelines.
18% of us. Just 18% of us say, just reopen everything.
18. Jesus. Psychopaths.
Right. And they're all at the Ted Nugent Kid Rock rally in Lansing, Michigan.
What was their
Craig, we're gonna
what
do
was
this.
Their stat, Craig? What they trying to say? I got to hear this.
The number of swine flu deaths.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, he's wrong.
He increased it by at least a factor of 4.
Plus, it's a false equivalency. But in the future, Craig, we're going to go to protests. Just with something that we're really passionate about.
We want to be outside.
Like you're going to have a big bag of
discs.
Discs.
Right.
And you're going to show what a big disc golfer you are.
A bag of discs.
And you're not
that. Right. Well, bag of dildos.
You ain't going to tread on my right to disc golf.
Yeah. Right.
You can't close my parks.
Yeah. I mean, I want to disc golf, but I know that. Chill, dude.
Yeah,
I pay good money to go. I don't.
But I can chill on this for a minute.
I'm going to take my skis to the Capitol.
There you go.
And my ski helmet and my ski goggles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bitch that you took away my right to ski. You can't tread on my right to ski.
Don't tread on me.
I want to ski. They can't close my ski hills.
Life's tough nowadays.
It is, isn't it?
And then they go, Todd, it's May.
Yeah.
The snow's gone.
Actually, they would still be open.
Really?
Yep.
You could protest in July.
There's several of them that would still be open.
Yeah, well, they're not.
Some of them stay open till Memorial Day. But they close, so I didn't go skiing. Now, you can go ski the backcountry. They haven't stopped you there.
You can do it then.
No, I'm afraid.
And nothing bad could happen there.
I'm afraid to ski the backcountry.
Bears and crevices.
Crevasses.
Or whatever.
Right.
Or crevasse eye. Yeah. I don't know.
Avalanche.
Holes.
I would worry more about an avalanche.
Got it.
And not knowing the terrain.
Yeah.
Because it could get real difficult real quickly.
Plus you get a bad leg.
Well, that doesn't stop me.
No, but if it hurts you, if it gets
is
hurt.
Is that thing still bothering him?
I don't know. I don't ask anymore.
You never really did.
No, I did.
No.
For a week I did. Maybe a month.
It always bothers me, Craig, but I overcome.
Thank you. Congratulations. Researchers have discovered... Oh, this could be fake news.
No.
They discovered something that doesn't fit a lot of people's narrative.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A 66 million. My ass.
Just change that to 100.
Suck it, Jesus.
And that'd be about right.
Maybe 5,600.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Researchers have discovered what they say... is a 66-million-year-old fossil of the world's oldest mammal. The fossils were discovered on Madagascar, which, as you know, was part of the Gondwana supercontinent millions of years ago.
Of course I do.
It's my favorite supercontinent.
Yeah. It was my favorite, too.
They call this what they label a strange-looking creature, Adalatherium, which means crazy beast.
Oh, okay.
Crazy beast.
We're familiar with those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that song.
It had strange teeth, an odd body, and odd holes in its skull, according to researchers.
Yeah, you're a crazy beast.
I was kind of drunk, Craig. Relax.
One of the study's co-authors said in a statement, "This mammal has teeth for which we have no parallel."
Whoa.
They described the creature as very roughly resembling a beaver. Its back legs sprawled and front legs under its body, similar to a dog or cat. The study's co-author said, "Adalatherium is an animal for which we don't have any real parallels."
Man.
How big was it?
I love science.
Did they give you a size approximation?
They said approximately a badger, roughly resembling a badger.
Oh, not that big then.
Right.
But it just like would chew the hell out of you, right?
It would kill you.
All right. Okay.
This research is published in the scientific journal Nature.
Beaver, yes.
Thank you.
Mark Lundholm later on this morning. Going to join the program. Friday, May 1st. Looking forward to May.
Are we?
We're here.
Hey, what's the alternative, man?
Not looking forward to it?
Yeah. Okay. You're right. I was going to say we're all alive.
Yeah, but I'll go with looking forward
okay,
to it.
Okay, we'll do that too.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.